The Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Aleph states that foods which are classified as machmas hasuda do not require a bracha even when they are not eaten together with bread, as they are tofel, similar to what we learned in Simen Resh Yud Beis. Consequently, if one doesn't really want to eat the bread and only eats a little bit of bread in order to exempt the other foods, the Magen Avraham questions whether this will work. Rather, he suggests that bread may only exempt other foods from a bracha when the bread is of primary importance, but not when one eats less than a kazayis of bread and doesn't really have any interest in eating the bread. He continues that perhaps, since it's typical to eat these foods together with bread, the bread should be sufficient to exempt them from a bracha even when the bread is not really wanted and is less than a kazayis. And therefore, the Magen Avraham suggests that one should not say a bracha on these other foods when they are eaten together with bread, except on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not 100% clear what the difference Shabbos and Yom Tov and other days are, but apparently the Magen Avraham concludes that this is a suffix, and therefore one should avoid any situation where the classification is uncertain. We'll see later in the Prima Gaudim a little bit of clarity in the Magen Avraham. In Sifkat and Beis, the Magen Avraham states that foods which are not considered machmas hasuda require a bracha, even if they had been in front of him at the time when he said hamoitzi and he intended to eat them during this meal. Clearly, the Magen Avraham is disagreeing with the Piskei Rid, as we mentioned before, all poskim do. In Sifkat and Gimel, the Magen Avraham says that if one eats fruit together with bread, both at the beginning and end of eating the fruit, the first bite and the last bite with bread, this is only required to exempt the fruit from a bracha when the meal is not primarily based on fruit from the outset, as we will learn in Sif Gimel. Magen Avraham continues that this helps, having a little bit of bread at the beginning and a little at the end of the fruit, because since fruit was brought to the meal in order to accompany the bread, and it was initially eaten with the bread, and the intent is to eat even more with the bread, this is sufficient to make the fruit a tofel to the bread. The Magen Avraham emphasizes that this first point is critical. It must be that the fruit was brought to the meal to accompany the bread from the outset. However, if the fruit was brought to serve as a dessert, and not as an accompaniment to the bread, then eating it together with bread at the beginning and end will not be sufficient to exempt the fruit that is eaten in the middle without bread from a bracha. However, the implication is that whatever fruit is eaten literally together with the bread would be exempt. So if one would eat every single bite of fruit together with a piece of bread, that would still, even according to Magen Avraham, exempt the fruit, even when the fruit was intended from the outset to serve as a dessert. The Magen Avraham concludes that some question in general whether eating fruit together with bread at the beginning and end helps to exempt the fruit eaten in the middle without bread. And these poskim suggest that it's better to just eat some fruit without bread at the beginning and make a bracha of ha'etz on the fruit. The Magen Avraham ends off saying that fruit which is cooked together with meat, tzimis, is a suffix whether it's considered machmas hasuda or not. And therefore, the best solution is to eat some of the fruit at the beginning of the meal. And the best solution is to eat some raw fruit without bread and make a bracha on it before eating the tzimis.